I must say, boys and girls, I don't feel like I used to either. Welcome to the Giddy Up. It's 3:59, almost 4 o'clock, and I'm DJ Pauly B, and it's a new year for all of us, and wow, yeah, I'm a year older, and but I still look good. I think I do anyways. I'm here alone in the beautiful MFO studios that, yeah, nobody's here. So anyways, welcome to the Giddy Up, as I said, and we'll get the show underway, and let's hit it. That's right, boys and girls. That was Tuesday afternoon, because it is Tuesday afternoon, by the Moody Blues, of course. And before that, how do we ever start the show? With the Foo Fighters. Anyways, I'm DJ Pauly B. Welcome aboard, boys and girls, 4:08 in the afternoon. And it is a raging 40 degrees. But actually, since the past few days, that's quite a upgrade, if I don't say. Anyways, welcome. And we got a few things going. I'm flying hand solo today. And not hand solo, hand solo from Star Wars. because my partner at crime is busy at work, as usual, which is great. Hey. But he will be calling in, I believe so, with the afternoon shout-outs, you know. And I'm just going to bring you, you know, the best rock and roll music that you ever heard, as I always do. What am I even talking about? So, anyways, I'll try to come back with something silly. I'm talking to myself. The studio is completely empty. The station, because everybody's gone for the holidays and everything. So, but I am a year older, and I definitely feel it. I definitely feel it. But you guys want to hear anything, you know the number here. It is 855-915-9636, because that is the station number, which spells out WMFO. But you guys also can just hit me up on Facebook or text me, because everybody has my my phone number, even though my phone stinks. And I'm hoping to get that rearranged tomorrow. But anyways, like I said, if you want to hear anything special, I'm here alone. I'm just like, hey, what am I going to do? So I'm going to play, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play great rock and roll music. And the funny man is going to call in, hopefully, in about a half hour. And do the shout outs, and we'll probably have a little banter. I'm quite sure we will. And yeah, we'll take it from there. So you guys, hang tight. Little Sour Girl, STP.
Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you I love your precious heart. I was standing, you were there. Two worlds collided, and they could never tear us apart. We could live.
Yeah, I went back in the archives for that. A little in excess. Never Tear Us Apart. One of my old karaoke songs that I used to belt out. And I love that song. I love the group, and it's a shame of what happened. But anyways, 4:18 in the afternoon, boys and girls. It's still a blistering 40 degrees. I was thinking that maybe the funny man was going to call in. And I'm hoping he will, to do a little shout-out action, because we have some new shout-outs as well, new likes on our page, as we always have. Come on, we have over almost 2,000 listeners, and that's pretty good. I'm going to say pretty, pretty good. Yes, that's Larry David. Anyways, I guess welcome back, and maybe this is the funny man. I would love to hear his voice. Give me one second. Hello, you are on the Giddy Up on WMFO. Hello? What are you, a swimming pool?
What?
You sound like you're in a swimming pool.
How does that sound?
It sounded like you were in a swimming pool, or are you sitting in a tub drinking champagne? I don't know.
No, neither. Neither. Hold on.
What's
Hold
up,
on.
My brother? I miss you, man.
Wait. Oh, let me call you back. This sounds like Grizzap.
You're going to call me back? All right, that's fine.
I'll call you right back.
All right. So, that was the funny man. And he made a funny joke because he thought he was Aquaman for a minute there. And he didn't like the sound of it. Because, you know, you really, you know, unless you're a whale, you really can't hear under the ocean. So, I don't know what he was doing. But I don't care what he said. I believe he was in a tub. Hello? You're on the air? What is going on? What is wrong? We had a better connection the first time. You know what it is? Oh, my God. Chris. Funny man. We cannot hear a word you're saying. I cannot. You're going to have to call back again. This is ridiculous. We can't even get a shout out. All right. Anyways, we're going to let the funny man try to figure out the problem there. And I'm sure it's probably not his fault, because I'm sure it's the station's fault. Hello?
Oh, my God. Speak. Say something to me.
I love you. I miss you. What is going on, man?
A call from Manila? A call from a hut in the Philippines?
What, you call from an old payphone? One of those half ones?
Yeah, I'm calling you from 1978 out in front of Zayers.
Zayers? Are you secretly Superman? You're calling from a payphone, a phone booth.
Oh, my God. Yeah, please. Yeah, I'm Superman. First, let me take my pants off and jacket.
Hey! What? Did you realize what you just said?
Well, Superman, to get...
I know.
Clark Kent used to take off his pants and jacket.
I understand. I miss you, brother, man. I mean, we haven't been here for a month. Anyway. Well, you haven't, anyway. But
I got to ignore that call. So
yes, would you...
I got to fit something into next week... I have nothing on my calendar. I think I'm in next week.
Well, you say that every week. So
I know.
And they always change it on you. And listen to me. I don't take it personally by any means, because I know, I mean, work is work. But I do miss you, you know, and I don't like doing the show without you. But I mean, I'll do it. I'm doing it now.
Well, you know what? I'm happy you like doing it without me, because when you do it with somebody else in there, I want to come in there and murder them because they're taking my quality away from me.
Don't say that on the air. What's wrong with you?
This is on the radio? It's a broadcast?
No, it's not a broadcast. No, not at all. It's we're on a CB radio.
Yeah, that's the Bears coming down, breaking
1-9. So,
y'all gotta move off the old wagon wheel and get our skills
on. Wow, I can eat a cheese wagon wheel.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I definitely. I miss my partner, you know, and banter back and forth, because,
yeah.
I mean, we can just, honestly, we could do a whole 2-hour show without a doubt, just talking without even playing a lick of a song.
Well, so firstly, I want to say is this.
Yes.
For all of our listeners out there, if you can you do the giddy up a favor? Call, email.
Yes.
Stock. Do whatever you have to do, and we really want our Fridays.
Yeah, we want our Fridays back.
We really do.
Chris, honestly, I walked in here today. There's not a soul, except the ghosts that are here, that are always here. But honestly, I had to turn on every light.
That address, that's like the most haunted place in Medford. Building.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you didn't know that? Curtis Hall's haunted. Google haunted New England.
Who are you talking
Curtis
to?
Curtis Hall's on there.
It doesn't matter, man. It's me. It doesn't matter. I'm the one haunting this place.
Hey, I'll tell you something. If you get lonely, have a couple of cocktails, or 12. That way, if there's a ghost, you'll see double. There's more of them.
Wouldn't be the first time I had a ghost orgy.
Great band name.
Yeah. No, but I do miss you, man. It really is not the same show without you. And hopefully we'll get our Fridays back, and then we can just move on.
Yes, exactly. I don't care if it's 2 to 4 or 4 to 6.
Okay.
As long as it's
it'll be something. Yeah. But nobody's here. There's not even a shred of paper left behind. Well, you got to figure everybody's away. So, except us.
Yeah.
Because, we like to celebrate our birthdays, and very much happy birthday to you, sir, Chris Christmas. And I had a wonderful birthday myself. Went to the Longhorn. Woohoo! No, honestly. Honestly, I'd never been there, and it was actually really good.
Yeah, a lot of good.
Go ahead.
Did you get a ribeye?
I didn't. Yes, I did, actually. That's what I got. I'm sorry. You threw me for a minute. Yes, I actually did. You know what we got?
Steak or ribeye?
You know what we got for an appetizer? The spicy calamari. I don't know if you ever had that. Oh, my God. It was like mind-blowing. Like, I was like, what is this? It was spicy calamari. It was like spicy but sweet and sour kind of. Oh, it was unbelievable with the sauce that they have. Oh, my God. It was amazing.
I'm down to under 190 pounds right now.
You are lying to me, sir. I haven't seen you in a month. God bless you.
I have not had sugar. I have not had fried foods. I have not had beer. I have not had bread.
I know you haven't.
Pasta. I have not had pizza.
I
dropped all this weight just from cutting that stuff out of my diet.
You're depraving yourself, sir.
Yeah, but
you know what is
born again, which is awesome.
You're going down. I'm going up.
Yeah.
I'm going to steakhouses, living the large life, yeah. And you're eating like
steakhouses, but I just eat steak and vegetables and drink vodka.
All right, vodka. What? You never drink vodka. You drink whiskey.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
What's wrong with you?
I'm confused with that dancer.
I upped my beer intake by twice. I figure, I'm already on my way down the hill. I'm just going to do that.
Hey, what's infinity times two, then?
There you go. You're cracking yourself up. Infinity times two. All right. It's good to hear from you, man. I miss my brother. And, of course, you're way older than me. And it's...
By 30 minutes.
It's 11 days. But I always think of around this time, of course. And, we always indulge. Well, at least you didn't this year, but I did. But, I really indulged. I really, really did. But,
that's awesome.
Hey, what the hell? You know, I'm a little skinny guy. So I can afford to do that. Anyways, did you want to do some shout outs, my brother?
I can. Can I get my music, please?
And we have
By the way,
yes.
Kudos and all other good stuff for that NXS song, man.
Oh, right on, man. I love that song.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, you didn't expect it, huh? Boom. Pulled it out of the archives. Never Tear Us Apart, man. I love, and honestly, and as I was saying when I played it, I really did do that for karaoke because a friend of mine, Blaze, who owned the Blaze Shoe Stores.
Yes.
Yes, you remember him. And he used to be like, dude, you sound just like him. I was like, what? He goes, will you do this song for me? And it was Never Tear Us Apart. And I did it. And and I got a standing ovation. I'm not even kidding, man.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, let's after the show, we'll chat and we'll try to get together. You and Don going out this week or anything?
I'm not sure. Whatever. I mean, she really took care of me on my birthday and everything. She was the best. And
she's a wonderful person.
She sure is. And we had a great weekend actually, but. You know, unfortunately, she lost a friend, which was...
I know, I saw.
Yeah. So, but anyways, let's get along with the show for now, and we will talk later, without a doubt. And here's your intro music, sir. And we have, like, 3 new likes, just so you know.
I have them,
brother. Yep.
All right.
I'll add them in at the end. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. I'll start off. All right. So today is the 9th of January and 2018. So if you're writing 2017 on your check,
who doesn't do that, right? I know. Everybody does that.
2017 and 1999.
I did it in junior high school every year. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, you gotta cross it out. I know.
Man. So first of all, just a couple of belated birthdays. Happy birthday yesterday to Elvis Presley.
Yes. Yes. Another Capricorn. Yes.
And my idol would have been 71 yesterday, Mr. David Bowie.
Yes, I am going to play a Bowie song for you, and I had planned on that, too. Absolutely.
Oh, man.
You're right. He would have been 70. 70? Really?
71.
Oh, wow.
2 years. Guys, it's my birthday. God.
I don't think I'm going to make it that far. But I am going to play a Bowie song. I'm going to play a song for your wife, too. I know she's probably not listening, but I have a little brandy for her.
I have scotch.
No. No. Looking glass. What is wrong with you? Oh, well, yeah, I guess you do look in the
glass.
Yeah, you look in the glass
scotch.
And drink the brandy. I know. All right, I'm sorry. We can't get through, any shout-outs. Even over the phone, we can't even get through it.
Yeah, no. Why should we? All right, so first of all, once again, we got through two birthdays of two of our idols. Batting leadoff, as usual, is our super fan and Salem, Jennifer Kinnison.
Yes, we love Jen. Love
yeah,
Jen.
Wow, this Pearl connection, it sounds like I think Watson had a better connection to...
across the room? Wow.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. You sound fine to me, honestly, on my headphones. You sound fine to me. And I'm sorry if, but when I came in, like, every phone line was changed. I was trying to change them back. I don't know. I'm sorry, man. But you sound fine, though. You do. If it's going over the air, you sound fine.
Okay, perfect. All right, so next up is lovely, talented, and aforementioned Ms. Dawn Chase.
Yes.
Our good friend DJ Khaledi and Eric Wilson.
Yes.
And Tim.
You know, I miss Kyle and Eric as well, you know, but, you know, I wouldn't mind having her back on the show when she can do it. If we can go back on Fridays, if she could do it, I would love that.
Yeah, I miss her too. I shot her a message saying that I miss her. I'd like to see her and Eric real soon too, so... Maybe we'll do a surprise pop-in at one of her DJing gigs.
She's in I'm with you, man. Let me know. Yeah.
Me and you, that's just a pop-in.
We're big pop-in guys.
We're sipping and popping forever.
Yes, we are pop-in guys.
Okay, Siobhan says, about who's not going to be involved in trans?
Yes.
The mustache of Marvin.
Yes.
Not the mustache of Medford.
Oh.
one of the nicest. I know I'll bust them on shit, but you know it's the holiday season just passed. And I gotta tell you, Chet Johnson, one of the nicest guys, and
he sure is.
He's got a big heart.
He does. You're absolutely right.
I can't get too sappy on him. Billy Ryan. Dan Scuffolino.
Struffolophagus.
Yes, I think. I don't know where he is. I don't know if he's still in Florida or if he's roaming the roads in Massachusetts.
Nah, he works for WBZ.
Yep.
Doing the traffic with the... The twin gas tanks, and I think he does it from the top of them, and then he just roams the country looking for Hooters girls.
Yeah. My God, you just wrote his biography.
Yes, I did.
You're like his official biographer. Andy Ferry, Chrissy, and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner just down the road from me in Wakefield.
Yes.
Gene Atwell. Michael Bobo. Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel, who fell on Friday night.
Yes, he is.
And midnight.
He wished me a happy birthday. Yeah. That was nice. Oh, well, I mean, there was like 250 people that wished me a happy birthday on Facebook. And wow. I was like, wow.
Wow.
Yes, sir. I am very important.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. Not at all. Not even close. I'm just a nice guy. That's all it is.
In your profile, and people are like, hey, you know what? Even people hanging out in front of your house taking pictures through the bathroom window.
Please stop it.
I'm on piss. They brought me out of my spot.
What? What is wrong with you? What did you say?
Yes, I admit it.
Of course, we can never get through one of these Tears for Fears songs ever.
All right, let me go through it. Okay. Tracy McKenzie.
You don't have to rush, brother.
Jesse Zito, Old School Steven, Leah Hall, Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher,
yes.
Danny Montanetti, host of the lounge for Saturday night, 9 to 11, every other Saturday. My God, I hope it's this Saturday night, because if I tune in and don't hear him, I'll be angry.
Now, another one that wished me a very happy birthday. He's awesome. And it's a shame that he still comes down, man, from Maine. To do the show, even though it's every other week, that's great. That shows love, man. That shows the love you have for what we do, brother.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's exactly the love for what we do. Because I mean, I'm here. There's not a soul around. I'm not even kidding. But
well,
hey, we do it, man.
Maybe we could.
I'll be fine.
You know,
I'm gonna build an igloo right out in front of the station and just sleep there till next week.
Oh boy! So with that being said, Kitty Valance, Mike Marchese, Steph Black, Danny Rosen, Valerie Driver, and his uncle Carl, the bus driver. Joe Breezy Hyde.
Breeze.
Miss the Breeze.
We miss the Breeze. We do miss the Breeze.
Now. Yeah. Summer Breeze makes me feel fine.
It does make you feel fine. Only if it's in the summer.
Yeah.
Because you need a little breeze when, you know, you're that hot in the summer. Today, no. It's not even called the summer breeze. It's called the winter breeze.
It's on a windchill factor.
Yeah. These past few days have been, a little brutal.
Yeah, it's a breeze in the summer. Moving on, we have, after our good friend Jill, we have Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, yes. Karen Whitman, Sandra and Doreen at Andrew Network and PBD, Phil Fleming. Dorothy and Bruzy Hebert, Bob Samantha and Robert Wynn, Mary Canavan, Marcin Kinerzynski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick. The Mustache Method!
There should be a painting of him up in the studio. He's probably been on more shows than you and I have both combined.
I know. Every time I peek out there, he's in there with somebody. Some poor college student had to call the cops, I guess. There's a mustache in my dorm. I guess I'm laughing.
Yeah, you are. You're laughing live on the air. You know. There's some music to be played, sir.
I'm going to Chrome. It's Jack and Janice. Tippy, Christina Fantasia, Buddy Nicole and Chloe, Bob and Gigi, Irish Eddie, Jen, Rhiannon.
Oh, the Papalads.
Get the Papalados while they're hot.
You got to get them while they're hot. You take those Papalados out, you stop the show.
Percy Cummings in the Dirty E, Mark Wilhart, Amy D. Domenico, John Abbott Buckley, Brian Scurio, Adam McClain, Ronnie Tiermarsh, Elaine, Audrey Allen, Gail Bracken, Russell Blank, Lisa Beeson, Lisa Sweetser, Jeb Delish, Tesno, Ed McKinnon, Welcome Scully, Joanne Riddle, I am DJ Flex, Dallas Connor, John Tier, Jimmy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Magnin, Charlie McCarthy, Cody Shea, Amy Giamaco Loquin, Paul Rizzo, Jennifer Smith, Andrew Brandt, Rebecca Rose Pasley, Sam Bridge, Donnell Santa Lucia, Bob Coburn, Kelly Vigna, Vivian Gray Herman, Boston Jackie, and Daddy Knight, that's shortstop Jennifer Polacco.
Wow, that is quite a list, sir, we have going.
That's the list. And you have three more, huh?
I have, yes, sir. Debbie Hurley. Well, that's Debbie Delish. Well, that's her surname. Kara Vitalik. And, that's her name. And also, Amy Harrison Gambino. From the Gambino family. And I'm not even kidding. I'm not even kidding.
I know nothing.
I don't know anything either. I'm Irish. I don't know anything. You got a worse chance than me. I don't even know. I'm Irish. So. Well, thank you, Christmas, DJ Chris.
Trevor Christ.
Yeah, well, whatever it is. And no, thank you very much, sir. That was great because I couldn't have done that. And I've done it. I've tried to do it while being here alone, and it just doesn't. It doesn't work. So
yeah.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Well, looking at it right now.
I hope you'll be here next week. That'd be great.
Yeah, right now there's nothing on my calendar. The only thing I have outstanding is I may have to go to Virginia, and that was supposed to be in January, but nothing yet. So, fingers and toes crossed.
The only thing on your calendar, honestly, is my spooch when I was masturbating to the December picture. All right, never mind. I won't say that. All right, it's too late. I already said it. Nobody's here.
We'll get together. Talk to Don. Maybe you guys want to grab dinner or something this weekend. We'll go somewhere.
Yeah. What am I going to say? No to dinner? What are you, crazy?
Well,
I'm on my way up. You're on your way down. We're not going to go to, get a salad or something, right? I'm going to go.
No, but the Italian place down the street from me, Cafe Italia, if you ever go there, it's on Water Street. Listeners out there, best Italian. They know me because I've been going there since we moved here. and they like make stuff for me that I can eat. Like I can have like, you know.
They cater to you?
And I'll, yeah.
What is, what do they think, you're a radio star or something? What are they catering to you? Oh, Mr. Chris, yes. Oh, funny man, yes. We will make whatever you want.
No, see, when I was heavier, they thought I was Eddie Andelman.
Well, you would have ordered hot dogs if you were Eddie Andelman. Oh, man. Dude, I love talking to you, and I miss you across, you know, across the board. Oh, man. This is, okay. But anyways, yeah, I will do that. If you want to do that, let's do it.
Yeah, talk to Don Friday night, and we'll go hit there. How's that sound?
That's fine with me. I have no problem with Friday night. No, not at all.
Perfect. All right. That sounds like a plan.
I want eggplant palm. Yeah.
Their eggplant palm is outstanding. They have it as an appetizer. It's called, they have it either with regular sauce or pesto sauce.
No, I'll do the regular. I mean, as long as it's not too, you know, acidic. But, you know, yeah, that sounds good, man. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Perfect.
All right. All right, brother. It's great to hear from you, and thank you for doing those shout-outs, because I couldn't do them.
Neither could I.
You just did them. Well, it takes us, like, you know, 40 minutes to do shout-outs lately. I don't even get it. What happened to us? We used to be like a well-oiled machine. Now we're just like, like idiots.
Sorry, you know,
like,
it's just a break. You know, we're better in the summer
when
the windows are open.
I believe so, sir. Yes. Anyways, all right. Thank you, buddy. And
thanks, bro.
I'll talk to you tonight or whatever, okay? Soon.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
All right, brother. Thank you so much.
Bye, everybody.
All right.
Thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye for now.
That was the funny man. And, of course, he never fails to disappoint at all. He is my best friend, my brother, my... Wow. Great job. Anyways, I'm going to get back to some music for now. 4:48 in the afternoon. It's still 40 degrees here in the beautiful state of Medford, Mass. And this one is going to go out to Aaliyah, of course, because this is one of her favorite songs. This is to you, Leah.
I hear the ticking of the clock. I'm lying here, the room's pitch dark. I wonder where you are tonight. No answer on the telephone. And the night goes by.
A little double shot for Leah Hall. We love you.